Finally, today we meet Amy Tseng. She's a singer born in Taiwan and raised in the U.S., but her debut album is full of Brazilian jazz. Yeah, there's a backstory.
I've been interested in Brazilian music for about 12 years now. I had just moved to New York, and my roommate at the time played this recording by a Brazilian singer, Paula Morellenbaum. It was just amazing, and it really touched something in me. And that was really the moment that I decided that I wanted to learn how to sing Brazilian music.
Meu coração não se cansa.
That's Amy Tseng singing the tune Coração Vagabundo from her debut album Sonho. And Amy, listening to the style of music, it really is like falling under a spell. What made you want to focus on this style of music for your debut?
I just love Brazilian music. The atmosphere, the rhythm, the harmonies really have touched me, and I feel very viscerally towards it. So that's why I decided to focus my album on this music. It also fits some of the mood that I've been in. I moved from California a little over 3 years ago, and I'm enjoying my life in D.C. There's always a bit of homesickness, so that tinge of a wistful longing, which in Portuguese they have a word called saudade, runs through the album and runs through my feelings about being here. So,
speaking of saudade, let's back up a bit. You were born in Taipei, Taiwan, moved to the United States when you were just a baby, and now you're singing Brazilian tunes. Really well, I might add.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Though growing up, I also studied classical piano. So I started that when I was four. So I had that classical music background as well.
Do you speak Portuguese?
Well, you could say I have rudimentary travelers Portuguese. I went to Brazil for the first and only time of 2 years ago, and I could get around. But yes, my Portuguese, conversational Portuguese, is pretty rudimentary, as I said.
Well, how did the Brazilians feel about your singing their songs?
Oh, well, they're very receptive. I think part of it is that they're just appreciative that other people appreciate their culture. So I've had a number of Brazilian teachers, and they've been very generous and patient about teaching this music. And again, I think part of it is wanting to expose the music to other musicians and also wanting people to learn it the way that the Brazilians do it. And I think they really appreciate when you respect that tradition and at least try to learn it from them directly.
Right. No one is offended by a non-Brazilian taking on their music.
I think part of it is the attitude in which you approach the music. And again, I don't claim at all to be authentic, but at least I've really tried to learn what the style is and go to the original sources instead of just sort of approximating and saying that I'm singing Brazilian music. So
chegou, sorriu, venceu depois chorou, então fui eu quem consolou.
Jazz vocalist Amy Tseng, her debut album is called Sonho. You can listen to two of her bossa nova tunes at theworld.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter. Marco Werman is back next week. Have a great weekend.